off, we were talking about the date. The date is November 7th, 2012. And we left off by explaining the mitzvah of Shiloh HaKein, because there was a very important Sefer HaChinuch on this, just to understand the concept of compassion. But I want to add to that, and this will conclude our introduction to Tamei HaMitzvos, a Vilna Gaon that speaks about, it so happens to be, the mitzvah of Shiloh HaKein. I don't know if it's ironic, but that mitzvah comes up as one of the two great opinions as to whether there are reasons for mitzvahs. That mitzvah is one of the ideas that come up very often. Rambam, as we mentioned, quotes that as the opinion that when it says in the Gemara that the mitzvahs of Hashem are gzeros. We had different explanations to that. One was the Rambam himself, one was the Ramban, and one was the Chinuch. The Chinuch saying, "Ein el gzeros," means that, of course, there are reasons behind the mitzvahs, but this is a description of how Hashem's attribute of mercy actually works. And that it works as a gzera, which means it's not the emotion that we know as humans, that we feel compelled to be compassionate. If the Rebbeinu Shlom does feel compelled to be compassionate, it's only because he knows that it's the right thing. So kach gazra chachmasai, his wisdom, his infinite wisdom demands that he conduct himself in that way towards us. And as I mentioned, if we go out of our way, then Hashem will bend the rules for us. Not that in any which way Hashem bends the rules just because he feels bad or whatnot, but when we deserve the rules to be bent because we bend the rules for Hashem, so to speak, so he responds as a reflection of that. The last thing I want to mention is the explanation of the Vilna Gaon, and that is because not only is this an explanation to the mitzvah of Shiloh HaKein, but it is also really a very important introduction to the idea of reasons behind mitzvahs. And that is the following. Let us first see the source I'm on page 7. So the source that the Vilna Gaon will quote is Rabbeinu Bechaye, quote here, and it says like this: Shalach teshalach asayim v'sabonim tikach loch. He's talking about the mitzvah of sending away the mother bird, and it says like this. Rabbeinu Bechaye says like this: Yesh od das acheres. There is another opinion, which means the first opinion, he says, is of course that it is compassion, that you shouldn't disturb the mother. If you have to take the children, don't cause her pain, etc. Now, according to the chinuch that we saw before, it could be that the root of the mitzvah is compassion. But the way you're approaching Hashem is, have compassion on us like you had compassion on the mother bird. Don't misunderstand the attribute of compassion. But the reason, the motive behind the mitzvah, why Hashem asked us to do this mitzvah, is to have compassion on the bird. That was one approach to this mitzvah. Rabbeinu Bechaye says that the other approach is sheyesh bekiyo mitzvah zu his iris rachamim al v'olam. By fulfilling this mitzvah, there is a tremendous arousal of rachamim on the world. Now, I'm going to say something startling, but it's not my words, it's the words of the Vilna Gaon. The purpose, now don't misunderstand these words, wait for the explanation. It is very surprising. But the purpose of this mitzvah, the reason behind the mitzvah, is cruelty. Now, chas v'shalom, it doesn't mean that Hashem wants us to be cruel to animals. But as we saw earlier, the Ramban mentions it, the Rambam, that in the face of a necessity for human beings, Hashem says you're permitted to cause necessary harm or pain to animals, such as shechting, right? So this mitzvah is a necessary evil. if you should call it so. Right? It's a necessary cruelty to this animal. How could that possibly be? Why would anybody in the right mind think that the Torah, which mandates refraining from cruelty to animals, teaches such a thing? So he says like this, I'm on the second line there. By way of sending away the mother bird, she is in tremendous anguish, and she is worried about the destruction of her nest, and the distance from her children, she is in great pain, and she flies away, it's so painful for her that she wants to commit suicide. And begin due to her great pain, Hasar Hamemuna Allah Oifais, the angel that is in charge of birds, Mevakesh Rachamim Yakarish Baruch Hu. He asks for compassion from the Rebbeinu Shleilam, Yoz Hakadosh Baruch Hu. And then Hakadosh Baruch Hu Shekasa Boy, that on him it says the words, and we say this in Ashrei every day, Verachamov Al Kol Ma'asov, that his compassion is on all things. From this, Mamshich Shefa Harachamim Al Kol Hamitzdarim. Hear this. He draws an abundance of Rachamim, of compassion, Al Kol Hamitzdarim, on all those that have pain, Vahatzrichim Rachamim, and need Rachamim, Umirachim Aleim. So by way of sending away this mother bird and causing it anguish, it then arouses the Midas Harachamim, and it brings a tremendous shefa of rachamim, an abundance of rachamim, on all people who need it. Nimtzes Aymer, it turns out, Shehamekayim mitzvah zu, mashaleach, one who does this mitzvah and sends away the mother bird, it's not because you say, well, I have to take the children, so I don't want to cause her any undue harm. No. Husiba la'ir rachamim al kol ha'ilam. V'toiv la'imayim. What you're doing is, you're doing a chesed with the entire world. Nimtzes Aymer. It turns out, sorry. V'zeu she'omar l'man yitavloch v'arachta yomim. Because of that, it says l'man yitavloch will be good for you. You're doing a chesed to the entire bria, to the entire creation, and you have length of days. Kaloimer, oyse hashiluach yia l'toivloch. That sending away will be good. V'arachta yomim alav, and you will be marich yomim. You will then have arichas yomim, ki arichas yomim besibas harachamim. You'll get the arichas yomim at a cause of compassion. Now, this is from the Zohar, he says. So this is a much deeper understanding of the mitzvah of Shiluach HaKena. On the surface, perhaps you could say it's not to cause undue harm. The Zohar is telling us to the contrary, that this is specifically to cause pain to the animal, so that, remember, it's the same Torah that forbade us to cause undue harm and doesn't want us to cause harm to animals. But in this instance, the ultimate good, and the Vilna Gaon will speak about it, the ultimate good will dictate that this is the proper thing to do, and to the contrary, it's a tremendous chesed for the whole world, and therefore we are permitted to do it, and certainly this is much more valuable than taking the children, eating the eggs, or whatever. It's much more beneficial to the world than just a personal benefit. This is a benefit to the entire world, and I just want to finish this Rabbeinu Bachya by saying, this is midah kenegad midah, this is measure for measure. What does it say? V'arachta yomim, have length of days. Here the bird wants out of its anguish to destroy itself. The malach of rachamim comes and has compassion on the bird, and therefore it stays alive. So you too. Now, the one question that does exist, maybe Drew is going to ask that. Go ahead.
I was going to say, if I understood correctly, so in other words, this act of cruelty then causes rachamim to come into for the bird eventually, because then the angel advocate for it, and that brings it to the Lord. Did I understand that? So I would.
Yes. Now, it's a very dangerous thing, because we can't, on our own, decide, well, I'll take an animal, cause a pain, and we'll cause a rachamim. There's a specific protocol here. Why is it that only specifically when you're walking along the way, and why only a kosher bird, and why? I could think of so many other ways that you could be ma'ir rachamim. But an even deeper question than that is, why did Hashem have to use such a situation in order to trigger that rachamim? It had to be by way of sending away the mother bird. So that's a question in its own right. There's a famous question that's asked, you know, the Maseilas Yesharim we mentioned another time. Maseilas Yesharim says that the purpose of the world is that we should earn our keep. If we would get things for free, we wouldn't feel good. Hashem is the ultimate bestower of good. He wants to give us good. So he puts us in this world. We have challenges, and we overcome the challenges, and we get the Olam Haba. This way we could truly appreciate it. So the question then is, well, why did he create us that way? That we should need to earn it in order to feel good. Why couldn't he create us in such a way? If he really wanted to bestow good, he should have created us in such a way that we appreciate things even when we don't earn it. And then he doesn't have to challenge us. We don't have to have these leaders that come up on us that we're all frightened of. We don't have to be frightened. Then we're just good. We get out of my ball. Finished. If that's what you really want to do, ultimately.
I think it's like the 10th test. You know, you could say that we only do good because it's for our, you know, because we only do because our interest, not because we want to serve Hashem. Now Hashem says, now I know, because when you were willing to do this, what seems to be a cruel act.
Excellent. You're touching on the Vilna Gaon. We'll get to that in 1 second. Yeah. But I just want to say the answer to this question is that for some reason, you could probably think of reasons on your own, but for some reason, inherently, there's a necessity for a human being to be created for other reasons. Necessity for a human being to be created with that midah of being embarrassed by free things, by receiving things for free. Right, which is also very much related to the new leader we have. Yeah, so sorry about that politically motivated speech, but for some reason otherwise there had to be that, and therefore once it's in place because it's necessary, the Rebbe Hashem had to make the challenges so that we earn it, etc. And the same thing would be here. I don't know the answer to this. Why Hashem had to use this kind of trigger? He had to use this kind of action in order to trigger the rachamim. He could have done it by way of something else. There must be other reasons why specifically this kind of action is necessary. I don't know why, but at least what we're seeing here is there's something far beneath the surface. Now let's see how the Vilna Gaon deals with this Zohar, which the Rabbeinu Bachya explains. He says like this, profound words. This is what Drew was touching on, and this is really the ultimate introduction to the Tamei HaMitzvos, to the reasons of the mitzvahs. The Vilna Gaon says like this, on the Pasuk Shaleach Teshalach. Lefisha, he's speaking on the Gemara over there, where the person says he makes the midas of Hashem, the mitzvahs of Hashem, rachamim ve'en el gzeres. That Gemara, he's talking on that Gemara. It's also found in Mishlei, as I mentioned there. In the middle of the line, the first line on the Vilna Gaon, the third piece there. Lefisha ein ashlemus nikker ba'adam, true completion, true perfection is not recognizable in a person. Ela kishiyesh lo shnei midas hafuches, unless he has two diametrically opposed midas. Two opposites. Kigoin midas rachmonus ve'achzoros. You have to have, in order to be a complete and perfect person, you have to have both of these midas. You know the expression, spare the rod, spoil the child, right? Sometimes we understand that, and he'll give an example later on. A surgeon. If you're looking just with tunnel vision, you look at just what the surgeon is doing, the guy is the most cruel person in the world. Why? It's going to take this guy months to recover just from the incision.
Wow.
He's breaking bones. He's who knows what he's doing. He's amputating a leg. Well, I mean, whatever he's doing. And not only that, you praise him and you thank him and you pay him. What, crazy. The answer is take a step back and look at the whole picture.
Right.
And that's really anything that Hashem does to us really is that. But we'll see here. Okay, so in order for a person to have true perfection, it can only be if he has both of those midos, because sometimes achzorius is in cruelty is absolutely necessary. And it doesn't mean cruelty for the sake of being cruel. It means cruelty for the sake of the ultimate good. We'll see in a moment. Lefisha kisha adam nayheg b'mida achas. When a person exercises only one of these two midos, ein muchruch leimer, we're not compelled to say shehu tzaddik. You don't yet show, you don't yet display your full tzidkus. Eliyesh leimer shekachu tivay. We'll say, you know what? He was born with such a tendency. He's a good person by nature. That shows that he's a tzaddik. When he has both of these and he uses them, very important, he has to use them constructively, of course. He has both compassion and cruelty. Then you see for sure that he's a tzaddik. Therefore, the Rebbeinu Shlom gave us mitzvahs of rachmanus, shehu rachmanus gedayla, which is great compassion. Because when they become old, the einlahem makim lanuach, and they don't have a place to rest, din hu shirachem aleim. it's expected that be, that it should, that they should be. I'm not sure exactly what it means to be saying with that, but let's continue. Veshuv nosan lohem mitzvahs. He also gave mitzvah shetzrichim lisnag bahem ktsas v'achzoris. Here he says ktsas. Here you see that there are some mitzvahs that the Rosh Hashanah gives that demands of us to engage in ktsas achzoris. A little bit of cruelty. Dahainu mitzvah shlo hakein. The same is shchita. Why did Hashem have to make it? And we have to do shchita in order. So the Rambam says that it's the most minimal pain in order to. Okay. Why did Hashem have to do it in such a way that it even causes any pain? So there's a reason for all that. The Yisub Yerushalmi, because it says in Yerushalmi, Shema Shaleachaim, Lefa'omim, Haylechas, Machmat Tsar, V'Tayvaz, Bamaim. Sometimes when you send away the mother bird, there goes my theory from before that it's midah k'neged midah, but let's see. Sometimes it goes with teivas b'mayim and it drowns itself in the water. Imkenu bevadei achzaris gedela. So therefore, this mitzvah, not like we said before in the other rishonim, this mitzvah is not compassion. To the contrary, this mitzvah is achzaris gedela. Lochein k'siv b'shtei mitzvahs elu. Therefore, it says by these two mitzvahs specifically. Oh, that's what he meant before when he says when you get old, because he's talking about kibud av v'aim. There's two mitzvahs in the Torah where it says, Barachta Yamin. Where? By Kabed Azavich Vesimacha, Man Yerichon Yamecha, and here by Shlu HaKein. You know why it says by those two mitzvahs? Says the Vilna Gaon. Really, it is applying to all mitzvahs. But as soon as you show that you have the ultimate compassion, and that's what he meant before, that when the people get older, the parents get older, after everything they give you, it's only right, it's only understandable that you should be compelled to take care of them, right? So that's ultimate rachmanis. Who are you going to be merachem on the most? Not somebody you don't know. That's good. But somebody who you know, you have somebody who's given you so much, it demands of you even more rachmanis. You have to go out of your way much more to pay it, just to have rachmanis in general on older people, but especially those that gave you. And then you have the other extreme, which is Shiloh HaKein, which is actually Achzarius, and there too it says, in order to have the Arich HaSem, you have to be somebody who is a well-balanced individual that has both of these midas, to be a Muslim, to be somebody. Ah, V'zeh Shekosuv, the beginning of the line, Zayin Shin, Vav Zayin Shin, V'zeh Shekosuv, and that's what it means when it says, Mipnei She'osim, Midasiv, Shal HaKadosh Baruch Hu Rachamim, Ve'enon El Agzeres. When a person, this is his pshat, this is the pshat of the Vilna Gaon in the Gemara there. You know what it means when it says, he said, have compassion on me like you had compassion on the bird? You misunderstood it. The mitzvah, according to the Zohar, or the Yerushalmi, as he quotes it, is what? Not rachamim. You're making this mitzvah into rachamim. It's not, it's a gzeira. It's a decree from Hashem that you should inflict some small measure of cruelty on this for the greater good. Ratzalaymer shebe'em is ein zerachamim, rak shekach gozar shem yizbor. Now look at this. Unbelievable. Do we have two more minutes to finish this?
Sure.
Rabbi Isai, if you have to leave, I don't want to.
No, please, go.
B'zesha kosabit tehillim. Let's just finish. What's that?
Miss up to 12:30.
Ah, okay, great. So you're okay? If you have to leave, please don't. B'zesha kosabit tehillim, that's what it says in the tehillim. Look at this. La'asais nekama bagoyim. What does that mean?
Revenge of the goyim.
Tochechos bala'umim. Okay, the. And then it finishes, the pasuk says, Hadar hu l'chol chasidav. This is splendor, this is beautiful. L'chol chasidav, to all his chasidim, to all his righteous ones. You know what that means? Rasul Leimer. Sh'aval b'shem chasidav, even though they're righteous, sh'misnagim b'midas harachamim. They generally are conduct themselves with midas harachamim. Afal p'kein, even so, yasu nekama b'seineim shehi midah afucha. When it comes in the right place, in the right time, that there's somebody there that's challenging, let's say the Torah. Yeah, somebody that deserves a smack in the face, and if you don't do it, it's going to have an effect on others, etc. They will take the opportunity to do that. And you see from there how great they are. They're in general engaged in such rachamim. A whole day, they're the most sensitive people in the world, but when they need to be tough, they're tough. That shows the greatest, greatest completion, the greatest perfection of a human being. And that's beautiful. That is beauty. Beauty is when someone is well-balanced. I'll just tell you one story. There was a big tzaddik. I happen to know him. He was very influential on my wife's family. Tremendous person. He was once at a meeting, and someone mentioned something about, I don't know if it was politics or something like that. He mentioned some thought, and this person was sitting there, Balabas was sitting there, and he said, But Reb Moshe Feinstein, you know, said otherwise. So another balabos was standing and said, Reb Moshe Feinstein, he knows halacha very much, but, you know, what's going on in the political world, he shouldn't really be involved. He doesn't really know what's going on. So this tzaddik was sitting behind that guy. He tapped him on the shoulder. The guy turned around and he lifted his hand and he gave him a punch straight in his face. This is a man who was the most ultra-sensitive and kind and compassionate person, would probably never hurt anybody in his life more than, ever hurt a fly. When the time came, it says, Misanecha Hashem Esno. David HaMelech said this. Is there any room in a person's heart for hatred? Really, there shouldn't be. I hate this. I hate. No. But there's no room for hatred. Yes, there is in very extreme situations. And if you don't have that hatred, then you're going to run into big trouble. That's spare the rod, spoil the child, right? At a certain point, you have to exercise. You have a murderer coming. It's like Gemara says, "Aser lo rachem al achzari." That's part of the problem of what's going on here. I'm sorry, that's becoming a political speech again.
Sure.
When you show compassion to murderers, then they take advantage of you. In order to be a good leader, you have to show compassion in the right way, in the right time. And then, when it comes time, you got to smack them up, shoot them down, if you need to. That's a true, well-balanced leader. Let's just finish this. V'zeh shekosov kan ba'akeda, last week's parsha. That's what it means when it says by the akeda, ata yodati kirei l'kimata, now I know. Why now? So Drew mentioned it was the 10th test, etc. You know what he says? L'fi shekoidem l'chein beforehand l'yohaya ela rachman mo'id. Oh, where his tests were to do things that were ultimate compassion.
Right.
You bring in a lot of guests and teach them and this. Beautiful. His whole life he was involved in that. To an extreme. It's one of his big midas. But the midah of achzarius, the lochef es atzmai, and to force himself to do something that's against his nature. Ulakayim mitzvah ha-bayrei is baruch, to fulfill a mitzvah of the bayrei, to shecht his own son. Adayan lahaya nikerbay was never recognizable in him. People would have been able to say, by nature he was a good person. So, of course, he was benevolent. He brought people into his house. Okay, but by nature. Aval bi'akeda sha'asa. The akeda that he did, gamkein midas achzarius. That was also a degree, a measure of cruelty. Sha'rotza b'chola. He wanted so much to do with his full desire to do the mitzvah of the Rebbe Shalom. And as we mentioned last week, it wasn't ignoring and desensitizing himself to those feelings. He was actually feeling it to the nth degree. Yes. That's a whole different shmooze. Very good. Very, very good. But here he's saying just the akedah itself, asher bertolu kol chiyusay, his entire existence and his entire future, Avraham Avinu's future and the future of Klal Yisrael, which only he knew in prophecy what could come of it potentially. He was willing to give that all up for the Rebbe Nishlam. So through that, nishlam v'nikar shu tzadik gomer, now is reckoned, ata yodat. You did this mitzvah, which is the opposite extreme, totally against your nature. Now I know ki yirei l'kimata. And then he brings down this Zayar. That's sending away the mother bird, causes greater Achzarius. Fine. The bottom line with all of this is, the message from the Vilna Gaon, if I could say so, is a great message that on our approach. We're going to embark on a trip now. We're going to see the reasons behind mitzvahs, etc. You have to be well balanced. And it's not always. Of course, it's the Torah is derecher darchei noyam, the Torah's ways are sweet, etc. But you can't always focus on one very, very specific detail, because sometimes you have to see the whole picture and the whole balance. And just like a surgeon, you don't see. I thought I must have cut it out. But just like a surgeon, you know, seems on the surface to be acting in a cruel manner. And it could be the furthest thing from the truth. He's actually foregoing his deep feelings of compassion just so that he can help this person for the ultimate good, and it's actually hard for him to do it. You pay him for it, and you thank him for it. That's the purpose of the mitzvah. The purpose of the mitzvah is not always, I understand it, okay, I'll accept this. I met a person recently who told me that. I can't accept this mitzvah because... And I told you, I fulfilled this mitzvah, or possibly fulfilled the mitzvah, and it was very difficult. Gil was there, right?
Yeah.
It was a very tough thing for me to do. more so, not so much for the mother, she flew away, but for the babies were screaming. It was very difficult for me. But I was thinking of this Vilna Gaon, and I think we spoke it out before we went. This is a difficult mitzvah. Yeah, this is what you have to do to show that you're a man of perfection, or at least to strive towards perfection. Halavai, I should reach there. It wasn't easy. That's what's demanded of a yid. And when you see the reasons behind the mitzvah, not always is it because we understand, we don't understand. Here it happens to be revealed to us what the Zohar says, etc. We might not always have the source to teach us the most profound or a deeper understanding than on the surface. We need to recognize that everything in the Torah is there for, as we mentioned before, litzreif bahen, to purify a person, how and when and where, and should we be describing the details, etc., and pursuing the details is a different question. But we're going to go look for reasons. That's just to help us, just to give us a grip. But the ultimate understanding is we're there to serve the Rebbeinu Shlomo, and that this and everything that we do and when we follow the Torah is to our benefit and creates for us well-balanced perfection that you cannot get anywhere else.